makes and models. 712-829-2280.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 16 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and I'm joined now. Pastor A.J. Barada with me from First Christian Church here in Red Oak. Pastor Barada, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Aaron. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. I woke up good, got a good workout in, feeling good.
Life is good.
Amen.
It's not super hot today, so that'll be tomorrow.
Yes.
So, Pastor Barada, how long have you been at First Christian Church here in Red Oak?
So, I have just started, I am in my fifth year now. So I.
No way, really?
Yes. Time is flying by, but it's been such a blessing to kind of grow and learn there and kind of really get my feet wet in full ministry.
That's cool. I want you to tell me just a little bit. We talked about this on air, and I'm always interested. Just a little bit of your path to ministry. What was it that led you to the ministry?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, it was God. It was not the plans I saw myself having, but looking back on the path now, it makes absolute sense.
You know what? God knows what he's doing. I just have to say, anyway.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
So I really was not a huge person of faith when I was really young. My family was fantastic, but they were very busy. So we made sure to go to church on kind of your Easter Christmas crowd until about my sophomore year of high school. We finally found a church at the recommendation of my grandparents that they just absolutely fell in love with. And once we started attending, we saw why. And so we became those weekly church people. We started helping out with the choir, with their music programs, really kind of dove in there. But my background, kind of my passion was always really in performance, music, theater. So that's what I went to school for, Doane College in Nebraska. And that's what I ended up studying, thought that where my life was calling me. And when I finished up my schooling there, I didn't want to go to New York, to Chicago. That just, I need to be closer to my family than that. And the church that we were at had a spot opening up for their youth minister. And I thought, you know, I love working with kids. This could be a great thing to do while I figure out those next steps. And I eventually found a love for ministry, served as a youth minister in a couple different areas all over Omaha, and finally got an opportunity here in Red Oak at the First Christian Church to fill in for a funeral for a family member, my wife's grandmother, and the church really liked what I put together, even though I can see all the places I fumbled and messed up, but they were so gracious and kind and said, hey, if you're ever looking for full-time work, let us know. And after kind of laughing it off, I really saw, you know, this is an opportunity that comes along, and this has to be God at work. So I decided to go for it, and I have just been so blessed kind of getting to learn as I go, and I wouldn't trade that experience for anything.
Very cool. Very cool. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Let's talk about this, the Easter season, mm-hmm. and Easter. I mean, it is, to me anyway, it is unbelievable. It's so awesome. Mm-hmm. And I know that you have some services. Maybe you're doing something new. You're willing to go out there and try it, aren't you?
Yes,
Pastor
Barada.
I mean, you'll let's give it a shot.
Absolutely. And a lot of that comes from having a phenomenal worship team that is really kind of helping push me. In the first iterations of the new service that we're doing this year, we're doing a Good Friday service at the First Christian Church for possibly the first time ever, at least in this building, but if certainly not a long time. And I really want to give thanks to my worship committee for really pushing me when I was trying to play a few things a little bit safer. And by just kind of really buying into it, we've put together something that we are super proud of and so excited to share with everyone.
So tell me about it. It's going to be it's Good Friday service,
yes.
Right? So, okay, tell me about it.
Yep. So it's Good Friday service, which is April 3rd this year. Mm-hmm. It'll start at 6:30, and it is very much not a traditional service. I have a lot of rules that I try and keep when planning a service that I am intentionally breaking here, mm-hmm. to create not only some contrast, but make it something very different. And so we are really thinking of it less as a service and more of a worship experience. So we're really trying to come at the idea of course, as people who know, have any knowledge about their faith, knowing what happens on Easter Sunday, trying to live outside of that just a moment and really buy into Good Friday and not only what it means, why it's important to that story, but what can we gain from being in that kind of more melancholy grief place, and where can we find God in that part of the story and the human experience?
So it's going to, it's at 6:30 on Friday, Good Friday, which is April 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Show up.
Yeah.
And it's not a traditional service, so don't come thinking that it's a traditional service.
Very, very much so. We're
going to have music. Will there be a message? Will it be a theatrical?
So there will be a tiny bit of music. There will be very little participation from those who are there. It's more just an experience we are providing for you to be a part of.
Okay.
But definitely we are leaning more on the theatrical side. We're trying to really bring some gravity, is what I would say, to the service, to really help all of us, if even just for a moment of that service, really appreciate of, okay, here is not only what the state of our faith was at this time, but what the state of the world was, the apostles and all of Jesus' followers having that moment of, is this over? What do we do now? And
mm-hmm.
finding not only a little bit of comfort in that, but being able to find God in those emotions and in that place where so many of us may be right now, and all of us will certainly be at least some point in our life.
Absolutely. Okay. How long? Hour, hour and a half, 2 hours? How long will this service be?
I would anticipate probably around the 30-minute mark.
Okay.
It is, again, we want it to be very accessible. With Holy Week, there's so much going on, not only for us as a church, but for people. So we really want to make it something that they can go, I have a little bit of time. I can commit to that and still get to the rest of my checklist.
Okay.
Later that day.
So it's not, you're not going to spend all evening at the First Christian Church. What's the address of the First Christian Church of people? It's right across from me here.
Yes, sir.
But the address is what?
It is 1909 East Summit.
Okay, so that's Friday.
Yes, sir.
Then Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Tell me about Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday is hopefully for those people who can participate in both of those services will be an even more joyous occasion than before, because at that moment, celebrating the resurrection is going to be so much sweeter having lived even just briefly in those moments of loss and really having those high contrast moments of we can't experience how good something is without knowing how awful it might have been before. So creating that valley even bigger than it could be on a normal Sunday or a different Easter service.
Okay. So what times do you have service on Sunday? Tell me about Sunday.
So for our Easter Sunday mm-hmm. service, we do our, it is tradition that we do an Easter sunrise service outside right out front of the church
awesome.
At 7 a.m.
Yes.
It is such a cool way to kind of bring in that season. Weather permitting, of course, the Midwest, as we have found out this week, it's going to do what it's going to do.
You
so.
Could literally have anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, from a blizzard to a thunderstorm.
Absolutely.
You could literally have
so
anything.
We are preparing for all of those, but praying for the best.
Yes.
And then following that 7 a.m. service, we will have an Easter egg hunt at 9. We will have a brunch before that. And then our traditional 10:30 Easter service will be in the sanctuary and celebrating the resurrected Christ.
Okay, Pastor. And A.J. Barada, Pastor Barada with me from the First Christian Church here in Red Oak. I'm going to give you a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I haven't been to church for a while. I've kind of been thinking about it. Is this a good time? Maybe Friday night at Good Friday service or Sunday to come by and see what this is all about. Is this a good opportunity?
Absolutely. I think both of those services will, although they are very different, you will get a feel not only for our church, but again, hopefully it will bring you right back in that would certainly be a way of diving in. It wouldn't be sticking your toes in the pool, but if that's where you feel God is calling you right now in your life, whether you've gone to church before and it's been a while, or whether this is your first time really going, this is a phenomenal season to find your faith, and it could be the start of something truly incredible and transformative in your life.
All right. What's this Sunday? What's going on? And just to be, and I didn't say it, but I'm going to, that you need not be a member of the church to go and to any or all of these services.
Absolutely.
You would encourage people to come.
Absolutely. All are welcome. Bring your neighbors, your grandkids, your grandparents, random people on the street if you feel comfortable asking them.
Yeah.
Yes. None of this requires membership. None of it requires much previous knowledge. The only thing we require is that you are willing to come in to give it a try honestly and to be respectful of other people as they are hopefully of you. As long as you can meet those criteria, you are absolutely welcome at our church, not only Friday and Easter Sunday, but anytime.
What's going on this Sunday?
So this Sunday with Palm Sunday, a little bit of a special service again. With the news where it has been, and I'm sure it's been on a lot of people's heart like it's been on mine, but the news cycle just constantly reporting on violence and conflict in the Middle East, I really wanted to focus on how Jesus came into the city on Palm Sunday in that scripture and how he came to defy expectations. The people there in Jerusalem were expecting a warrior, a conqueror, someone to bring victory by force, but he brought conquest not through violence, but through humility, through peace, through love, and it sets such a beautiful example that if we can find more ways to come at things through love and tolerance as opposed to conflict, I think our world's going to be so much better place for it.
And so you're going to be touching on that this weekend.
We are.
Okay. Now, let's get past Easter. You're in the routine cycle of your church services. What services do you have available either through the week or on weekend? What times are they? Tell me about your, I'm going to say, air quote, typical services. What does it look like?
Absolutely. So our most consistent is our Sunday 10:30 service. An hour before then, we meet for both youth and adult Sunday school, as well as a time of fellowship with plenty of coffee and baked goods as well, a great time to come by. And that is the most prevalent way. And if you want to just kind of see a little bit about how we run things in our service, we do have a YouTube channel, First Christian Church Red Oak, that we upload all our services to. So if you are curious or if you have missed something, that is a great way to get at least a semblance of what we do at the First Christian Church.
Okay. Are you going to give me just a little sneak peek of what you're planning for Vacation Bible School this year?
Yes.
Can you do that?
So I can give you the tiniest because we're actually meeting tomorrow to finalize things. But this year we...
You're not going
to
get yourself in hot water here, are you, Pastor Virata?
I certainly hope not, but it wouldn't be the first time. this year, much like every other year, our focus is really on making an environment that is not only conducive to faith, but also community. We have been so blessed these past few years in having some tremendous volunteering and leadership, and especially our congregation who has stepped up so much to be able to support us. So I would say the thing I can say confidently right now is we want to exceed what we did last year. We want to have more involvement, more projects, more opportunities, not only for our youth in the community and surrounding, but for adults to be able to find and practice their faith, helping out with decorations, with prepping snacks and meals, with using all of those different talents and skill sets they've been blessed with.
I know there's a lot of planning to take place yet, and we're way early, but I just thought I'd see what.
Do
you have a week set or a time frame set at this, or are you still working on that?
We are still finalizing the exact date and time scale of it, but we are looking right now early July.
Okay.
So we're looking kind of in that first week of July to put this together. We're still, like I said, finalizing the exact
It would be
dates.
Tentative at this point. So yes. I'm with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, that and another youth program that is growing that we are incredibly excited about is our tag program on Wednesday nights.
Tell me about that.
Teaching about God. Right now we are doing it currently only once a month. We're having a just Wednesday night where we will share a community meal, where we will sing, and where we will do some Bible study. But it has been such a blessing to see that program growing through the leadership of Shelley Brower, of Mary Carlson, of Brian Carlson, and really finding another opportunity to meet and serve, especially the youth. I am so bewildered by how many opportunities our youth have, even at elementary school age. Mm-hmm. So providing them an opportunity to, even if it's once a month, and even if they can't make it every single month, to have something that is specially tailored for them, and just another opportunity to get scripture and Jesus in front of them.
Is that a vote open to everyone?
Absolutely.
What ages are we talking about here?
So for our tag program, it is kindergarten through sixth grade. We find that right now that is the most successful demographic mm-hmm. we're having. But if there are older youth who are interested, we would certainly be willing to look at expanding program, or even having older youth possibly help lead the program would be an awesome possible addition if we have some interest. We'd okay. be happy to look into it.
You're doing that once a month?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very cool. And it could potentially grow from there, right?
That is the hope.
Absolutely. All right, and how can people find out more about First Christian Church? Do you have a website, Facebook page? Tell me how people can get in touch. Maybe just stop by. I don't know.
Absolutely. Stopping by and making a phone call, those are always a great way to do that. We also have our social media, our Facebook page,
yeah.
and our YouTube as well. And then we have our church website, fccredoak.org. That is also another place where we are trying to keep everything, people as up-to-date as possible. But I would say definitely our Facebook is our most constantly updated mm-hmm. place. So if you are looking for what's going on in the church, that is a great place to start.
So Pastor Barada, correct me when I'm wrong here, okay? So you have Friday, April 3rd, Good Friday service. It's going to start at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your typical, like, worship service. It's going to be a little different.
Definitely.
Intentionally so.
Very much so.
But it's going to be half hour, 45 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
That's on Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You're having your sunrise service at 7 o'clock on Easter Sunday.
That is correct.
And then your typical 10:30 service,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, typically, the average time would you would have a 10:30 service every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then once a month, you have your tag, Teaching About God.
Yes.
Available to youth K through 6, did you
yes,
say?
Yes, sir.
Vacation Bible School, we're still working out the details. I can't drag all that out of you at the moment.
No, so but the
you'll
second
be back, you'll
we
be back
know,
to talk about it.
We will absolutely be happy to share more about
now,
it.
Now, are there other services, events, camps that are going on that we need to be aware of from your perspective?
Absolutely. The other thing I really want to mention is, so at the Presbyterian Church on Monday, Thursday, which is April 2nd,
mm-hmm.
at 7 p.m., myself and a few others are helping with that service to give people who, because during Holy Week the past couple years, we have chose to do a Monday, Thursday service as our a special midweek kind of Holy Week service. And we've partnered with Pastor Karen Peterson
yeah.
at the Presbyterian Church. So that way we can help them out and still provide access to a Monday, Thursday service for those people who want to be filled and have the availability to be spiritually fed during that time. But also that way we can kind of share the workload a little bit too. So she will also be helping lead our Good Friday service. So
okay.
a lot of good ecumenical work. Hopefully this is just the start of that.
Very cool. So, write something down. Take it. Go to one of these services. If it's Good Friday service, if it's your typical Sunday service, if it's Easter's, but go to church. And,
yeah.
And or the Monday service. So whatever Whatever works for you. Or all of them. Maybe you want to do all
of them. Would be my personal recommendation.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I get the privilege of being able to make a little bit of extra time for that in my schedule than some people might.
What's the rest of the day hold for you today?
The rest of the day is just finalizing some Palm Sunday services and then continuing making preparations for Easter. So we are right now we're kind of towards the end of one of our busier seasons in church, and then it's time to take a breath and reset and really focus hard on VBS and summer offerings and whatever the church holds next.
Very good. Pastor Brody, it's been a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy it. And if there's anything we can ever do, let me know. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Make it a great day. Pastor AJ Barada with me this morning from the First Christian Church.
When it's time to decide who to trust with your insurance needs, make Armor Insurance your first stop.